With that said, I want to welcome everyone listening into Truth and Art Radio Network, those of you watching live on DLive and Rumble, and, you know, we have the Foxhole crowd at Pill.net watching live. Also, wherever you may be, right? Whether it's BitChute and wherever else, right? Odyssey or wherever. Welcome for those watching the recorded live stream or Gab TV, right? All right, folks. Welcome. Hope everyone's doing well. How's everyone doing? Want to welcome everybody, right? We got our friends at the Rumble crowd. And hang on, folks. Let me pull up my platform to make sure that Patriots are getting the live stream. All right. Something special is happening tonight. I was actually, as you guys know, I never promote. I wrote a book years ago. I don't promote it. No big deal. I mean, it's on the website. I occasionally mention it. The Art of Overcoming the New World Order. I think the book is outdated in some ways. You know, some points of view that I express in the book, I wrote it a long time ago. There's some points of views that even I disagree with now. My perspective has changed over the years. No big deal. About who the bad guys were. But I can't help but to notice that a lot of what I was saying in that book, folks, about different ways to approach the media and this spirit of liberty. And now I thought this afternoon, wow, it's all happening. Yeah, I knew that there's a sequence of events that had to take place before we begin to see this expression of actual, this consciousness of freedom, which is really one of the main reasons for the Q Intel drops, by the way. This freedom consciousness. But we knew that in order to obtain it, well, we already, right, we know. We're going through the storm. We have to walk through darkness before you can see the light. A lot of people cannot be told the truth. They must see it for themselves. This is the best, one of the best channels to come to understand the big picture, the relevant big picture of the truth, of the storm, of what is happening right now, right here. Because we approach everything with, you know, with logic and reason. That is the actual element that separates this channel from others. So if you want to identify someone who is not really just stupid, but people that you the resort to emotion, just look for anybody coming to these channels, attacking this channel with stupid comments. Boom, right there. That means they're announcing to the world, I hate logic. Because if you have logic, at the very least, you're going to say, Bernie, that's a very interesting point of view. I think this could be what's happening. You're going to sound intelligent. Yeah, that's what this channel is about. We're about logic and reason. You're not going to come to the channel in whatever platform attacking it with emotional nonsense comments. But anyway, all that aside, folks, so it's here. We're arriving. We talked yesterday about all these great things that are happening. We broke down the Trump rally. I'm always reminding everyone that you're never going to get the full picture from the right-wing media. Forget the left-wing media and forget CIA's alternative media. Laugh out loud. So, but now, today, folks, we'll begin right here, right? We have, and again, this is another, I'm not trying to own this this information. I'm no big deal. I'm little Bernie. But, folks, is this another Truth and Art TV future? Again, people, future proving, this is what we said weeks ago, the vaccine mandates equals the economic destruction of this country, 100%. Drill it in your head, logic and reason, my friends. Boom. It's all coming out. This is the big story today. We're starting with the big, yeah, we're not starting with these little stories today. I want to get right to the point. Kaboom, kaboom. Hundreds more Southwest flights canceled Monday after brutal weekend as pilots fight COVID vax mandate. Boom. ... despite what many, most media platforms told us this weekend. ... But if you went to channels like Truth on TV and other Patriot, again, this is a topic. It's not my topic. A lot of people have been calling this out in the right-wing media. God bless. People with a lot more followers than me. But either way, the truth matters. It's all right in front of you guys. There it is, people. Kaboom. Hundreds more Southwest flights were canceled Monday morning after a brutal weekend of service disruption. While the media is trying to tell us that it's about the weather, right? Bah! Nearly 2,000 Southwest flights were canceled. So it's happening. Ladies and gentlemen, what you're about to see, what I've done is I put together a number of links all interrelated with the same topic, that we are seeing the birth of this new consciousness about time. But this was one of the purposes of the Trump rallies. And by the way, I should have mentioned this yesterday. We'll give kudos to our little President Trump, the real estate guy from New York, the actor from Hollywood. Trump in the rally the other night. He did mention the vaccines, but folks, did you see? He mentioned the vaccine like at 300 miles an hour. We introduced vaccines, and we introduced a lot of other things. He barely touched on the vaccine. He said we introduced the vaccine, but we introduced all kinds of other things, you know, including this thing called a vaccine. He did not want to touch. No kidding. Good job, real estate guy from New York. Come on. You think he doesn't see it? Again, folks, we know that Trump was in a box. And when it's all over, folks, I mean, sometimes, I mean, when you understand the art of war and moves and counter moves and game theory, this is about your move is based on the move the enemy does. The enemy rolled out this bioweapon. And, you know, anybody can laugh and say, oh, Trump, you're not in that presidential seat. And again, we don't know what would have happened if Trump did a frontal assault on the vaccine and the virus. We don't know what was happening behind the scenes. But anyway, all that aside, right? I'm getting off topic. All right, folks, with that said, we're going to look at a bunch of different headlines. This is one thing after another. It's all happening. You decide, again, call out due to mandatory COVID vaccinations lead to Seattle ferry crew shortages and unprecedented ferry cuts. Update, 250 crew not vaccinated. So these crew pilots, these real pilots, these smart guys, skilled, a lot of these guys are ex-military too. They know. Come on, folks. Now is the time, we've been saying it on this channel, and others are saying it, now is the time to stand up, give up your job if you have to. This is an end game scenario. You will get your job back tenfold. Trust God, trust the plan, trust the patriots, trust logic, reason, come the truth on SCV. Folks, lock in. It is the moment of truth. Now the crews running ferries in Seattle have started calling out, leading to major cancellations. The cause may be a protest to the state's vaccines mandate coming due October 18th. And it's coming from all directions. Check it out. I'm just grabbing a bunch of random tweets from different patriots out there. Charlie Kirk coming out. Major airline flight cancellations yesterday. Take a look. American Airlines 63. Spirit 32, United 6, 3, and then look at this. Southwest 1,007. Are we still supposed to believe it was the weather or air traffic control? Laugh out loud. Why is the media covering this up? So now we have, I mean, compare this to where we were last week, Patriots. Now we have, this is a couple weeks after these rappers and all these different people even these Black Lives Matter people saying that the mandate is racist. That's all done, I mean, above and beyond all that. Now we have the mandate waking people up. The economy is crashing. Now we can see, everyone is seeing, that the fake news media, which is the number one, by the way, as you guys already know, the media is the primary enemy. I am holding back things that I want to say, but I'm holding it back. I'll say it in a couple weeks. I don't want to break anyone's heart, but it has to do with the media. The media is the prime enemy. You know, some people get caught up with, you know, the Rothschilds and these families and blood. Yeah, okay, that's fine too, but the media is the enemy of the people. They are controlled by those families. And they are the ones in the front line, along with these politicians. These are the two biggest, but the media is the enemy. You notice I keep bringing it up. But, all right, folks, so now we have all that. People are seeing the censorship, the lies. They're outright lying, saying that it's weather conditions. And now, again, this freedom consciousness is spreading today. This is shocking what's happening today. Surprising, maybe I should say. Trump Jr., American media have blacked out. There it is, people. The massive anti-mandate protests overseas, so the Southwest strike might come as a surprise. But it's not to anyone who's been watching the pro-freedom uprisings around the world. More to come. So what is happening today is that now the censorship and the lying from the fake news to hide the fact that the collapse is taking place because of the mandate. Remember what we said on this channel 2-3 weeks ago, that they were saying, these articles saying that the economy was booming because of the mandate. They were trying to insert the forced narrative. It's like forcing square pegs into round holes. They were trying to just chisel it in. But now it is becoming clear and obvious to everyone that the mandate is directly responsible for the financial collapse that is coming. And then we have this. Palmer report. This attempt by unvaccinated Southwest airline employees at crippling U.S. air travel is the latest reminder that it's a very short distance from anti-vaxxer to domestic terrorists. Right there. Think about it. So this is a 5D chess game. Trump Jr., everybody on the right is on the same page. That everyone is now conscious of this freedom. So you can see the Palmer Report and others. Now they're like, oh, the economy is collapsing because of the anti-vaxxers. So that, get ready, people. The economy is collapsing due to... And how you complete the sentence determines which side of the civil war you are on. The enemy, the Marxist commies, they're going to say the economy is collapsing due to the disobedience of the anti-vaxxers. Even though the people that are resisting this are pro-vaccine, everybody. Nobody cares. Vaccine, if it works, it works. But they see the truth. And if you answer the phrase, the reason the economy is collapsing is because of the illegal mandates. Boom, you are with the Patriots. Us, the winning team. Then, again, people, this is spreading everywhere. Benny Johnson is saying this is the single bravest thing I've seen in years. God bless these Patriots. Ladies and gentlemen, like it says here, the heroes we need right now. We are in 1776 all over again. Relax, grab your popcorn, listen in, folks. It's all happening.
I've been an airline pilot for 18 years, and now I'm facing an ultimatum, not a choice, but an ultimatum. I'm being told in order to continue my career as an airline pilot, I must be vaccinated, which really means I have to choose between putting food on the table for my family and my freedom of choice. Whether you believe in vaccination is the right thing to do or not, the situation goes far beyond health. We, the American people, have fought for freedom for 257 years. We go around the world spreading ideas of freedom and democracy. We help other countries and people fight for their freedoms, while ours are being stripped away. You may think being forced to wear a mask or get a vaccination is insignificant, but when you begin to compile mandate after mandate and loss of freedom after freedom, it becomes very significant. As each thing is taken away, we face what is known as the shifting baseline syndrome. This syndrome changes our idea of a new and acceptable normal. Soon, we will not remember what it was like to have the freedoms we once did. Our children and our grandchildren will experience less freedom, and they won't have the privilege or the pleasure to enjoy the same choices our parents had or that we have. If we give into these mandates and we do not stand up for our freedom of choice, we dishonor every armed service person over the last 257 years. A disservice to the people who have fought and bled for the very freedoms we enjoy. Whether you believe in vaccination or not, I'm standing up for your freedom of choice. You may support the vaccine mandates because they fall in line with your current beliefs. But if we let this happen now, there will be a day when what you're told to do will not fall in line with your beliefs. If we do not stand together and fight back in one voice, soon we could be told where to live, what job we will do, what religion to believe, and how many children we can have. Do you really want someone telling your children or your grandchildren what, when, and how they will live every minute of their lives? It's time we take a stance. It's time we fight for our freedom of choice while we still can. Join us.
There it is. I love what he says. I love, yeah, the time will, if you go along with this, the time will come when that same government is going to say something that you don't agree with. Wake up. Folks, can everyone see the value of the intel drops now? That video was like one big intel drop. That was the point of the Q drops. To get people to take action, to become aware, the Great Awakening leads ultimately to action. Common sense. Think about that. And we have somebody else coming out, Dan Scavino. 10 seconds of your time, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out.
Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. It has to be fought for and defended by each generation.
Freedom
is never more than one generation away from extinction. It has to be fought for and defended by each generation.
Every generation, I mean, and this is Dan Scavino is putting this out. So you can feel it in the air, this freedom. The actual ammunition that was pre-planned that we were going to use to take these people down. Great Awakening. Trump did his job. Hey, Trump, we got a plan for you. Those first 4 years, all you're going to do is complain about the fake news media. We'll have you do a couple cool things like build a wall. You know, we'll have you do a few things. Maybe we'll have you build Space Force. Yeah. But the main thing you're going to do, Trump, during these plan, you know, this plan that we're going to have you complaining so much so that you're showing everyone the deep state. You're showing everyone who did 9/11. You're showing them who's been in control all these years. You're showing them who's been doing the human trafficking. You're showing everyone the money laundering and who's behind these corrupt ministries and these, right, these nonprofit organizations. And these corrupt politicians, you're showing everyone the infiltration that took place as opposed to an invasion. It's an infiltration. You're showing everyone this, the the depths of this corruption. But you got it, Mr. Billionaire. All you're going to do is complain. And we're going to give you a Twitter account. We're going to get you rocking and rolling, because a couple years down the road, we're going to spark this freedom consciousness. And it's all going to come to life. Maybe we'll even let the old man. Yeah, we'll let him get it. Folks, you know, it all makes sense to me now. Let him have power. Let everyone see the evil and the corruption with their own two eyes. All right. I want everyone to check this out so everybody knows. This is hashtag Freedom Flu is now number one trend, and Twitter refuses to add a description. This has been going on today. Be aware of this. And there it is, people. Look at this example. Hashtag National Coming Out Day has a full description. This whole thing, pop trending, Nicki Minaj, full description. Number one, politics, hashtag Freedom Flu, no description. Yeah, because again, people, it goes back to who controls the information. We're going to take away their control. That's a big, big deal. I mean, think about it. You see what everybody's, you know, Trump Jr., we have Scavino, everyone is talking about freedom. So for your consideration, right? And then I just want to throw this out. You guys know about this, probably. This was a pinned, Gateway Pundit had this pinned on the top, this big time story, this 16-year-old. She is taking us. I'm only referring to this story because this 16-year-old girl has decided that, like Lieutenant Colonel Sheldon Scheller, right? And all these pilots that are making videos. And we have this anesthesiologist, right? We talked about, was it yesterday? They are escorting him out of UCLA. And he says, you know what? I'll die on this one. This is freedom. I don't, forget the job. Forget the payment. Forget retirement. I mean, Lieutenant Colonel Scheller, he was on the verge of retirement. He gave it all up. Can you see how life works? In big moments in history, only certain people step up to the plate to be part of history. And one of them, God bless this young lady, people. This is it. She has stepped. I don't want to hear about Greta Thunberg. This is what real little girls look like, the 16-year-old girl. She has decided, I'm going to be part of history. No one is going to make me wear a mask, period. And the whole school gets put on lockdown, and they lock her up. And they arrested this girl. She's coming out saying, I'm growing up in a country where I'm supposed to have my God-given rights to protect. And they're being taken away. She sees it. She wants to be part of history. Done. Quote, everybody has the freedom to wear a mask if they choose, but I believe everybody has the right to not wear a mask if they choose. And there it is. The attorneys are involved. The Smith family has hired an attorney. And, folks, this is let's get her name right, Grace Smith. And she is, ladies and gentlemen, it's all happening. You know, basically, they're saying, you know, the local school board has voted to enforce a universal mask policy that we believe is unlawful and in violation of the Constitution of Wyoming. And Grace has endured suspensions and was arrested for not wearing a mask, if you could believe that. She has also been targeted by peers and school staff members for exercising her rights. That is what real heroes look like. Grace is raising funds to help with the legal costs of defending her civil liberties and the civil liberties of other students. And she's planning, she doesn't plan on complying. That's the real issue. This is a big, big deal. And they're saying, you know what, we're going to arrest you over and over again, and they're probably going to expel her. Grace will be expelled if she continues to collect suspension. But the high school junior has no intention of backing down. Boom. Some of you guys probably knew that. I'm presenting this to you in the context of history. This channel is about relevant news. All right? Ladies and gentlemen, the battle for freedom continues. Let's keep going. This is the big story tonight on this Monday night. Elite military unit risks mass exodus over vaccine mandate. Retired member is saying. Everybody's getting in on this. So the mask mandates is now the reason that people are exiting the old America. I love this. There it is. DP Patriot says, Bernie, sometimes we have to give up something. And Stevie Banana says, take it. There it is, people. Take the job. Take it. One of the most exclusive units in the United States Armed Forces is at risk of facing mass exodus over the Department of Health, Department of Homeland Security's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Boom. Everybody walk away. That's enough for this. At least 60 of the Coast Guard 340 elite aviation survival technicians, better known as helicopter rescue swimmers, are seeking exemptions from the vaccine. All right, you guys get the point. And it's happening everywhere. Let's keep going, right? Boom, we have this. We are, right? Jack Posobiec, who changed his username to Freedom Flu Poso. There it is. We are hurtling towards an industrial military collapse, he is saying, the likes of which America hasn't seen since the Great Depression at the hands of medical tyranny. So think about that, folks. This is history is right in front of us. Then let's keep going, right? More, look at this. The Pentagon's vaccine mandate is driving yet another wedge between troops and leadership. Complete destruction of the United States of America. And then I want to throw this out, a couple of vaccine-related articles. New York City's unvaccinated teachers need to waive right to sue for 1 year of health benefits. What I want to do is, I have three articles to remind people how they did it. It wasn't just the federal government. We talked about recently, right? Actually, I've mentioned it several times, this idea, right, of shareholder capitalism, where they create the rules for corporations and these other ministries. And they say, forget the user, forget the customer. For you to thrive optimally, you're going to have to, we have to look at the benefits for the planet, in the case of global warming, or, you know, whatever it is that we are talking about. Pro-migration, pro-illegal migration. I mean, so they have their agenda, and then as a corporation, as a nonprofit organization, you have to comply with this other agenda that has nothing to do with customer first. So that's how they do it. So in this first example, we see that I want people to see this, right? So this is about the teachers' union forcing teachers to get the vaccine. And now, like it says here, New York City teachers who've declined to get the COVID-19 vaccine won't be allowed to keep their health benefits for another year unless they give up their right. This is huge. So what the teachers' union is saying, they're saying, we're not involved in this. If you read carefully. Right? But the UFT September press release and the issue left out the caveat that the health benefits would only continue beyond. Oh, I forget about this. I just want to show people down here. That right here. But the arbitration verdict says its rulings, quote, reflect what the parties agreed to before and during the mediation, as well as the language. And here's what this stipulation was given out by, there it is, this is what I'm looking for. Sorry about that, folks. Yeah, right here, third party arbitrator, the official told Epoch Times, on the condition of anonymity. Why trying to hide? Quote, unions and Department of Education both agreed to it. Department of Education, what didn't make this decision? So they're outsourcing this tyranny to a third-party arbitrator. That's the part that I'm trying to show everyone. And when you look at this, they're outsourcing it to a judge. Federal judge rules against natural immunity claim challenging COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Which, by the way, this is shocking. This judge is basically coming out in Michigan saying, what? Natural immunity? No, that's not a good enough. We're going to take away your rights. And this is a Bush-appointed judge. This U.S. District Judge Paul Maloney in Michigan is ruling against this Gianna Norris. She decided to be like that 16-year-old girl. She's trying to get into the history books, filing this lawsuit against the mandate. So that's another way they're doing it. And here's another way. Right here, people. Nonprofit organizations. Boom. Outsourcing the tyranny. In this case, a Catholic-owned hospital. This nonprofit Catholic-owned hospital. Denying religious exemption. Shocking, right? I mean, it's right there. This is Great Awakening material. To 650 employees for COVID vaccine. There it is. So that is how, that's a big part about of how they did it. Localized tyranny. We talked about this on the members channel. That was the plan all along. Outsourcing the tyranny to someone else that they force you to do it. And while the federal government says, oh, we have nothing to do with that. What? We're the teachers union. No, third party. And then that's how they do it. And I think they had it planned. So, but remember, the first round, the federal government, Biden thought he was going to do it. Way back, right? What, February, March? Biden was talking virus. That's all. The virus was already gone by then. But he was still talking about the virus, saying this is what we're going to do. And they were trying to coerce people with gifts. When that didn't work, they went into Plan B, which is the outsourcing of the tyranny. Think about it. Logical thinking eliminates emotional nonsense. All right. Just for your consideration. All right. I'm trying to rest my voice. Tam Grawl says, just so it own. And BJ Branson says, I will. And somebody else says, the Obama machine. All right. On the Foxhole. Meanwhile, on Rumble, what's it? Dad says, tyrannous, making it up as they go along, tells you they are losing bigly. Ladar says his perception of his version of science. Okay, what's going on with the D-Live crowd? Doyle's girl says Russia never was our biggest threat. It's always been the Brotherhood. All right, and Lonesome Tumbleweed said 501c3 corrupted the churches. Yes, they did. Any church tells you, oh, you know, we're not part of the world. Really? Does your church not have a 501c3? Boom, you're part of the world. Goodbye. Chepita says a nurse was telling me that her priest denied signing her exemption. How big is that? Thank you, Chepita. All right. And Clifford S. says, a homeless stalker has run me out of my own apartment. Well, we'll pray for you on that. And Larshell says, everybody, let them fire you. Exactly. How's Meposa doing? Says, we are in the middle of the abomination. God ends it. Time is short. All right, folks. Thank you. Let's keep going. This is a standalone story. You can't make this up tonight before we wrap tonight with some election news. You know, we'll see what else we have. Take a look. I'm just throwing this out. Maybe because I'm originally from this New York area, be aware. Inmates have seized near total control over New York City's Rikers Island jail. Nothing to see here. This is the most dangerous jail where the most dangerous criminals are locked up, people, in New York. And if you read this article, it's shocking. They basically have taken over the entire Rikers Island, most of it. I believe this is planned. This is shocking. And no one is talking about this. They're talking about these detainees in some buildings have seized near total control over entire units, deciding who can enter and leave. Leave them records and interviews show. Maybe we'll leave it at that. Think about that. Rikers Island taken over by hardcore criminals. I mean, I've never read a story like this. This is shocking. All right. What's happening on the election side of things? Ladar says a release of prisoners. They're going to let themselves out. Why don't we have special forces running in there? All right. Meanwhile, we have the Attorney General in Arizona is making a big move. Well, he's firing off this letter. And if you read the letter, you know that it's a big move. That's the bottom line. And there's a copy of the letter, which you're not going to be able to read. So I'll just let everyone know that he is demanding right now from the Secretary of State logs provided by United States Postal Service of its licenses or designee as it relates to Arizona voter registration. And they want records related to Arizona Superior Courts, right? And records related to United States District Court. Provided to this, all of these as it relates to the Secretary of State's office. So Superior Court. And these are all like records, spreadsheets, documents. And Arizona Department of Health. To the Secretary of State's. And also documents or logs sent between the Secretary of State's and or its assigns and Arizona counties, including county records, county election officials, county board supervisors intended to transmit records or information obtained from USPS and a bunch of these other organizations. I'm not going to read, but you get the idea. The first one, just on the Postal Service, boom, it's over. So we know that Arizona, they're already coming out saying, oh, we deleted a lot of this stuff. So we have this cat and mouse. But in the end, all of us will be vindicated. This is a war. And let's just keep praying. Let's hang in there. And now we have this. You guys probably know this, but if you don't, be aware of it. Georgia is asking Department of Justice to investigate largest county over alleged destruction of election documents. This is good and bad. I mean, this could be good or bad. We know they've been playing a lot of games in Georgia. But now, Fulton County's election chief fired two workers who were seen shredding the voter application on Friday and then disclosed the problem to the Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger's office, on Monday. So the pressure is on Raffensperger. And now, Georgia's top election official on Monday demanded that the U.S. Justice Department open an investigation into election management in the state's largest county. And Raffensperger believes it was time for federal prosecutors to review chronic election irregularities inside the state's largest county. And you decide, quote, after 20 years of documented failure in Fulton County election, Georgians are tired of waiting to see what the next embarrassing revelation will be. Yeah, right, because of you, sir. The Department of Justice needs to take a long look at what Fulton County is doing and how their leadership disenfranchises Fulton voters through incompetence and malfeasance. He added, the voters of Georgia are sick of Fulton County. Yeah, again, folks, you decide, is Raffensperger, is he flipped? Is he playing a game? Does anyone believe that Merrick Garland's going to do anything? Yeah, right. Are they trying to get ahead of the game before Trump comes back? So that, you know, Garland said, oh, well, look, oh, not much is happening here. But, or is this some game? Or is Trump did, told, remember the letter, don't forget the letter Trump wrote to Raffensperger a few weeks ago. Is this the result of that letter? Is Raffensperger playing a game? I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there for your consideration. Again, what is this all about? See what you think. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a continuation as we wrap tonight. Same thing. We have the media. They know that Trump is popular. They know that we are the majority. They know they've been caught stealing the election. They know that Trump probably won every state. They know that Trump got more votes than any president in the history. They probably know that the old man Biden got the fewest amount of vote of any presidential candidate in history. They know that we have Mike Lindell was given all the files, basically, if you ask me, from the Q team. I mean, or whoever at the highest level of NSA or Space Force, either way, whoever you think it was, same thing, Q team. Q team steps in, boom. Mike Lindell has all these files. You have the Cyber Symposium, and now you have this election integrity and these Wendy Rogers type people running around the country trying to get 50 states to decertify. They see that Trump is coming out this weekend with an explosive message, powerhouse crowd, Trump coming out and saying, you know what, laugh out, checkmate, I did never concede it. Boom. So they're getting nervous. Because they are hearing something else. They're hearing Trump saying, I'm going to get you. So they are releasing all of their assets. And with that, this is a review, right, from yesterday. And with that said, there it is. In a blatant disregard for the truth, left, far left, and mainstream media claim no election irregularities in Arizona. They're doubling and tripling down. That's because the far left media, enemy of the people. Everybody knows it. That was one of President Trump's number one missions the last 4 years, was to make sure that you know that the number one enemy of humanity, of every American patriot, everyone that lives in this country, this is the biggest enemy right here. The far left big media. They despise our country. They're liars, and I'm saying it. Judgment Day is coming. Don't forget, folks, that they are building, expanding construction at Gitmo. Don't forget. That's because there's a lot of people in the media. They're expanding construction at Gitmo, and they are building these courts for, like, tribunals. And I don't want to hear that this is for the 9/11 guys. Those guys are going to walk free when the truth of 9/11 comes out. Maybe then, well, whatever. Maybe they were conspiring, but that's not for these, what, four guys? 9/11 trial? You wouldn't build a whole thing for four people. So, common sense, logical thinking. All right? And with that said, boom. They're afraid. CNN publishes articles saying what? Trump's Iowa rally was the most alarming. I'm sure it was, CNN. right there. They're panicking. This one was attended by longtime Iowa U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley. Trust Grassley. They know Grassley's one of us. And Kim Reynolds. And goes on, or Marionette Miller meets and Ashley Hinson and other mainstream Republican officials, some of these very same people who just 9 months ago were slamming Trump for his role in the Capitol riots, were now only too happy to be seen supporting him. Yeah, CNN, that's because you are watching a movie, stupid people. That was the point, was to let this regime take power. And I've been saying, so CNN is admitting that some of these people in the GOP are actors. There it is, right there. Read it for yourself. This is politics. No, it's called a movie that you're watching, CNN. And look who's saying it. Whoever this guy is, right? With this Arabic name. Again, people, infiltration, not invasion. Yeah, this Obaidallah whining. You don't need to be a historian to recognize the danger in a political party showing blind loyalty to one person. Hey, Mr. Obadullah, whatever your name is, what about when it's like most of the country? And you, Mr. Obadullah, go back to the Middle East. Go away. All right, folks, you guys get it. These GOP elected officials just several months ago rightly criticized Trump. Shut up, stupid. That's enough of this. But you guys get the point. They're panicking. They're all coming out. And look at this demon. I hope I scared the bleep out of you. Bill Maher warns of slow-moving coup. That could put Trump back in power. Why don't you shut up? Stick to your side. You guys, hey, Mr. Maher, you guys are the ones pushing the vaccines. You guys are the ones that are opening up borders. Shut up. Stay on your side, stupid punk. I told you guys, this guy's a punk. Bill Maher thinks that he could trickle to our side by complaining about the left. Hey, Maher, stay on your side. You are either with the Marxists or you're with us. It's one or the other. You are with the enemy. We know about you and your pedophilia, or one of these clubs that he's in. Again, but you guys understand. He's trying to gaslight his audience into thinking that he's about freedom. But now, there it is. He's coming out, people. It's all coming out. I've been saying ever since he lost, he's like a shark that's not gone, just gone out to sea. But actually, he's been quietly eating people this whole time. And by eating people, I mean he's been methodically purging the Republican Party of anyone who voted for his impeachment or doesn't agree that he's the rightful leader of the Seven Kingdoms. Yeah, Maher, we could see right through you. Resident Biden is under extraordinary pressure to do something to stop the coup. Yeah, right. Before his authority over the military and Justice Department evaporates. Now, Mr. Maher, if I didn't know any better, Mr. Maher, it sounds like you are describing, like, this erosion of you guys. What's the matter? Your boys are eroding? What's the matter, Maher? Hey, Mr. Maher, it's called the systematic destruction of the old guard. You should have followed the cue drops. You should have came the truth in our TV. Punk? Yeah, deal with it. Again, people, these guys that think they're cool and slick, they're trying to play both sides. But we are the real news. Tonight, folks, we get to look at these demons and laugh at these demons. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. I would destroy this guy in a debate. This is who they are. And they are all, now they're worried about this slow-moving coup. It's not a coup. It's called the systematic, again, people, look at how they're talking. And all of them are talking this way just in the last couple days. You would think there's something big going on. What's going on? Hey, what's the matter? Maybe because your fake January 6th false flag is falling apart. Speaking of that, isn't it interesting? I should have brought this up yesterday. Yeah. Why is Trump bringing up the January 6th false flag? This was this weekend, right? Trump calls for DOJ to what? Reopen investigation into Ashley Babbitt's killing. Right there. That is why these demons are terrified. And CNN, all of them, they are all panicking. Most alarming yet. They get it, both. They see it. They understand what is happening. And this is for your consideration. Why is Trump bringing up Ashley Babbitt again out of the clear blue sky right when everybody forgot about Ashley Babbitt? And he's offering his unwavering support to the family. And Trump, like he did with Durham, is making it a point to keep Ashley Babbitt in your consciousness. I think, this is my opinion, that this whole thing with this Lieutenant Mike Burt, I think that's a type of keystone. Trump knows that. So he's keeping everyone focused on Mike Burt. Maybe it's because the Patriots are talking to Mike Burt, saying, dude, we saw you on 60 Minutes. We're not playing with you. Or whatever show he was on, right? Maybe Mike Burt is singing. Maybe Mike Burt is like the bird in a cage. We don't know. I'm speculating. You guys know I don't like to. If I'm speculating, I'm going to tell you. I am speculating. For your consideration tonight. Think about it. All right. I think something is happening. What do you guys think? All right. Big Shrimp says Mike Leroy Bird equals the shooter. Trump knows that. And remember, Trump's Christopher Wray already came out and said, I'm the villain. No insurrection. Well, at least the corrupt FBI. And finally, tonight, I'm just throwing it out, just so you know. We covered this yesterday, right? These traitors that gave away U.S. submarine secrets. And now, again, I look at this as white hats making big moves. U.S. traitors who gave away secrets on U.S. submarines to a foreign power. What? Had a Black Lives Matter sign in their front yard. Right there. Check me. I love getting my Q drops from the right-wing media. Because this other website, this online research project, is decommissioned. We don't need it anymore. I like these kind of... This is straight up Q drop. You think they just accidentally found this? We have it all. That is why critical information comes out at this point every day. Critical information that is damaging and destroying the deep state. Trump knows that. The enemy knows that. They're panicking. They know. They see the writing on the wall that Trump is coming back. They're not going to be able to stop it. So the only thing they can do now is to prepare their audience, because they figure, well, we still have our media. Even though Trump is reminding everyone again this weekend that the media is the main enemy. I'm reminding you tonight. Because Trump could come back tonight, people. It wouldn't mean a thing if the media is still in place. Can you see what I'm saying? I'll say it again. And this will be this is it for tonight. Trump could come back tomorrow. That would mean nothing with the enemy still in the camp. The enemy fake news media. The mainstream corporate cabal media. They are the enemy. I featured that whole thing with that woman on CNN, this Joy Reid thing, Sunday night for a reason. They are the enemy. Hey, fake news, we are coming for you. That was the purpose of my book. That is the purpose of Truth in Art TV. I'll say it again. The purpose of Truth in Art TV, among many other purposes. Well, God changed everything back in 2018. One of my main purposes is to help defeat the fake news media. That is for your consideration tonight. God bless you all. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to make an announcement. Well, you know, not even. Somebody let me know. I want to apologize that on Rumble, a couple nights ago, the Sunday night show on Rumble never was fixed by Rumble. It never went through. So I was not made aware of that till yesterday. So I apologize to anyone. If you want to watch the live streams, go to BitChute. I could upload the full video on Rumble at this point, but be aware of that. So I do apologize for that. Be aware of, you know, check out the members channel. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, come to truthinarttv.com and be aware. I'm going to let that video sit there on the members channel, part two of my interview with Dr. Aaron Williams, talking about the whole situation, what's happening behind the scenes in these hospitals. So see what you think about that, or these kill zones. Inside perspective, part two. So I'll keep that there for this week. You know, we'll see. I may or may not put out a video at the end of the week. We'll see. All right. And there it is, people. Don't forget about the big event coming up. We're getting closer and closer to the Patriot Double Down event. Think about it. I think this will be the final event as we usher in this dark winter. So where will you be in a couple weeks during this event? Come, I want to meet you guys. Come on over to Las Vegas. This For God and Country Patriot Double Down 2021 event. Okay? God bless you all. Thank you for joining me tonight. Pray for me. I'll pray for you guys. And get the word out about this channel. And share this information with someone that you know. All right. See you folks next time. Be back tomorrow at 9:30 Eastern. Lady Bucks, thank you. God bless you all. All right. God bless you. I'll be back tomorrow.